consciousness, the co-emissive fundamental, out of which, from which, with which, all reality is constructed and evolves. Written by Z. Charnot, April the 3rd, 2002. Part 1. Magnetic lines of force. Have you ever taken a small bar magnet and placed it beneath a sheet of paper upon which is deposited iron filings? The curve of the magnetic lines of force are made manifest by the pattern of the iron filings. The same thing is true of a coil of wire placed beneath a sheet of paper through which coil is passed a current of electricity. The same curvature can be seen in the pattern of the iron filings when the coil is placed beneath the sheet of paper. What is there about the small bar magnet that is similar to the coil of wire through which is passed a current of electrical charges? Iron and its formation. Iron is the element with the highest atomic number, which is formed from the nuclear chemistry upon a stable star like our Sun. The more complex atomic elements are formed from exploding stars. Remember, when we are answering the question, what is there about the small bar magnet that is similar to the coil of wire through which is passed a current of electrical charges? Chemical bonds. There are three kinds of chemical bonds. Number one, the ionic bond exhibited by such a substance as salt. Number two, the metallic bond exhibited by such as iron. And number three, the covalent bond exhibited by such a substance as oxygen. The ionic bond. The ionic bond, a charge, an electron, normally orbiting the nucleus of the atom of an element, abandons that nucleus and orbits the nucleus of another atom. In the case of salt, sodium chloride, the charge, an electron, abandons the orbit around the nucleus of an atom of sodium and commences to orbit the nucleus of an atom of chlorine. This relocation of a charge leaves a net charge imbalance, which causes the two different kinds of atoms to bond. The metallic bond. In the case of the metallic bond, one or more electrons or charges orbiting the nucleus of an atom of such as iron is released to move through corridors of the crystalline lattice of the iron. This makes metals electrically conductive. When the electrons, which move through the crystalline corridors, reach the surface of the metallic crystal corridor, they don't leave. The electrons loop and turn back into the corridors of the metallic crystal. At that point of looping and turning back, the electron interacts with light. That interaction with light gives rise to the metallic luster. The energy of that interaction is called the photoelectric work function. It was discovered by Albert Einstein early in the 20th century. The covalent bond. The covalent bond is where the electron or charge jointly orbits the nucleus of two or more atoms. That is why oxygen is O2 or O3. It associates in covalent clusters. In the case of the benzene ring made of carbon in a hexagonal ring, electrons or charges move around the nucleus of the six carbon atoms. Nine charges orbit six carbon nuclei in what are called conjugate bonds. Similar conjugate bonds are found in aliphatic chains, where double bonds occur in the aliphatic chain. The illusion is that these charges or electrons are freestanding particles. They are not. There is a flow of energy into and out of every charge continuously. The difference is that where the energy flows from and where it flows to creates the conjugate bonds. Please go to part 2.